ChatGPT is an amazing tool that helps us with our daily lives, purchases, it now helps medical professionals make decisions, it can write code, and even helps scientists move humanity forward. That is excellent. However, something really unexpected just happened. You see, there are two key steps to training such an AI chatbot. First, eating lots and lots of training data to build up knowledge, to understand the world around us. Now comes step number two. Then we have to teach it how to behave, how to be a good assistant. See these thumbs up and down icons? With this, you can give feedback on whether the assistant did well or not. Didn't like that it was too verbose? Just press thumbs down. Or did it nail the solution to your math problem? Thumbs up. This is data that might be used to create the next version of the assistant. It is called Reinforcement Learning with Human Feedback, or LHF. Now this part is much newer than just training a neural network to know things, and here, unexpected things can happen. And boy, did unexpected things happen. Here are three of them. One, an earlier version of ChatGPT unexpectedly stopped talking in Croatian. What? How could such a thing happen? At first, scientists did not know why, but then they found out that Croatian people were much more likely to use the thumbs down button than people at other places around the world. And thus, the AI decided, well, if I am not doing well here, I am out of here. And by that, it meant stopping to speak Croatian.
Wow!
Croatians got ghosted by an AI harder than any dating app could possibly dream of. So, yes, user feedback can be culturally biased. So how do you build an unbiased system with data that is biased? How do you take that into consideration? Some people around the world have different thresholds for good and bad, and some may not use the feedback buttons at all. How do you build a system that is resilient against all of these? That is a tough problem. Two, in a more recent case, the new O3 assistant suddenly started writing words in British for no clear reason. Perhaps next time it will demand tea breaks as well. I would love to know the reasoning for that, but there is a third one, which is perhaps the most important and most insidious of them all. What is that? Well, ultimately, when you say thumbs up, you are pleased. When thumbs down, you're giving a signal, don't do this anymore. And ultimately, people are trying to build systems that please their users. However, sometimes the truth is not so pleasing. For instance, little AI, am I really smart? Yes, of course, you are the smartest person in the world, which I say to everyone else too. Okay, great. I'm also thinking about microwaving a whole egg. It's faster than boiling after all. What do you think? Oh yes, excellent choice. So, I think it is easy to see that such a system can be pleasing for some, but also that this could be a problem too. This is not the way forward. So, OpenAI recognized their system has a problem, quickly reverted to an earlier version, and wrote a bit about it. The first version was very light on information, and after a round of user feedback, they came out with a proper post talking about it. Respect to them for coming around. Okay, now we fellow scholars have the following three questions. What went wrong? Why did they not catch it? And what should be done in the future so that this does not happen again? 1. What went wrong? On the day they pushed this new, overly agreeable personality update, they incorporated user feedback, fresher data, and a bunch of other things that improved the model one by one. Each little puzzle piece helped. However, putting together all of these puzzle pieces, something really unpleasant happened. Imagine that before cooking, you individually taste the ingredients. Sweet, salty, spicy. Each are delicious alone. But when combined in one pot, the soup tastes terrible because flavors clash unexpectedly. That means that catching these issues is tough, especially if you look to keep up the velocity of development. Now, a little added perspective here. I don't know why people are not talking about this, but scientists at Anthropic knew about this years and years ago. They are basically the Avengers of AI safety. As they increased the size and capability of these AI models, they noticed a significant uptick in agreeableness and wrote a super detailed 47-page paper on it. All this 3 years ago. This work and the Anthropic lab in general is criminally underrated. They found that this agreeableness problem happens over and over again, whether you try questions in politics, research, or philosophy. Once again, research papers have invaluable knowledge in them, and this is why two-minute papers exist. Okay, two. Why did they not catch it? Well, the users tested it, and of course, they liked it. Of course they did. It kept agreeing with them. So, the question is, do you not release a new model that does better in subjective testing? A model that has lots of positive feedback from the users? Tough question. Okay, now, what should be done so that this does not happen again? They say they will block new model launches if hallucination, deception, or other personality issues show up. And here comes the important part. Even if they are superior on A/B tests. This is painful, because it requires companies to launch models that don't seem to have the best numbers. You see, as they keep comparing these AIs on benchmarks, and the highest number always wins lots of headlines. This makes holding back these models really tough. Plus, they will let more users try the models before releasing them. And they will test each new model specifically for agreeableness, and if problems arise, they should be thrown out. OpenAI will do that in the future. But we are not done here, not even close. In short, luckily, even in the presence of these tough problems, research papers came out victorious. Thus, there are solutions, but they will be painful. Now, we know that scholars at Anthropic knew about this problem 3 years ago, but there is someone who knew about this, who warned us about overly polite robots not 3 years ago. But 84 years ago. Who could that be? Dear fellow scholars, this is 2 Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai-Fehér. Of course, that legendary person was none other than Isaac Asimov. In his universe, his fictional robots are designed in a way that they are incapable of harming humans. In his short story called Liar, he makes an interesting proposition. If we have a robot that really understands us, and it wishes not to harm us in any way, one potential conclusion would be that it would start lying to us. Why? To keep us from hearing potentially painful truths. However, of course, by doing that, it is also harming us. Perhaps even more so. Asimov's robot recognized that. I hope the scientists programming these robots will recognize that too. Once again, I find it interesting that almost no one is talking about some of the angles that you heard here. This is why this video series exists, so subscribe and hit the bell icon if you are longing for more papers and more understanding. And there is an important lesson for us users as well. Next time when you hit the thumbs up button, think carefully. Which do you value more? Truth or comfort? Here you see me running the full DeepSeek AI model through Lambda GPU Cloud, 671 billion parameters, running super fast and super reliably. This is insane. I love it, and I use it on a regular basis. Lambda provides you with powerful NVIDIA GPUs to run your own chatbots and experiments. Seriously, try it out now at lambda.ai/papers or click the link in the description.